It's time for the Swain event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to his mouth and a red flag.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Hope you're having a great morning. Best day of the week. It is Friday, folks. It is the weekend. Well, almost. You got a few hours before the weekend, but it's around the corner. 865-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Ben McKee and the great, the one, the only, Charlie Burris. Good morning. Gentlemen,
good morning. Glad to be here for my final ride on Swain Event. This is it.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry.
What's that YouTube video where the dad sitting there on the couch with the son, and the son is telling him how much he missed him and needed him in his life, and the dad out of nowhere just bust out with the.
That's gonna be me at 9:57.
That's you, Charlie.
You're just gonna be talking on the other.
You look nice today, Charlie. Man, you're not wearing a hat.
I thought, you know, this is it. I might as well, for the folks who can't see the video, I'm wearing a tuxedo. For the folks who are watching the video, you know what I'm wearing. I had to go orange, you know. Yes. And otherwise, it's cold outside, so I still have a coat on. But, yeah, you know, did my hair, got my hair did, and try to be presentable for the
so, you look like somebody's daddy, man. You look good, man. You look good.
You might be somebody's daddy out here.
Lordy, I hope not.
I hope not.
So instead of a baby shirt burst today, you are baby tuxedo burst.
Charlie, looking all good this morning, man.
Yeah.
Looking
good. Feeling good.
I'm ready to be petty this weekend.
Tennessee, Florida?
Oh, okay.
No, not the Tennessee, Florida game. I'm going home to Alabama. And, you know, Alabama fans are in their feelings right now, so.
Definitely got to be petty.
Today, I will be wearing bright Tennessee orange. Saturday, I will be wearing bright Tennessee orange. Sunday, I will be wearing bright Tennessee orange. And I'm going to go out on Friday. I'm going to go out on Saturday. I'm going to go out on Sunday. I'm going to be all over Huntsville flaunting my Tennessee orange.
Tennessee didn't beat Alabama.
I don't care. I just want them to see something that they hate, and it irritate them even more.
Tennessee didn't beat Alabama.
I don't care. I hope the Tennessee orange reminds them of the Clemson orange that put a beatdown on them last Monday night.
Tennessee didn't come close.
I don't care.
To beating.
Don't care at all. I hope my Tennessee orange reminds them of the Clemson orange.
Like the game was over in the first 5 minutes. The game was like with.
How dare you discredit what Keller Chris did when he came in the game?
It was the game was over in the first 5 minutes of the game, Ben. Over. I don't think that's a good tactic.
I don't care because
I don't think that's a good strategy.
It's officially college basketball season. We are a basketball school now. We have the number 3 team in the country. We're going to stomp a mud hole in Florida on Saturday afternoon.
Correct.
And then when Alabama comes to Knoxville next Saturday, we'll stomp 3 mud holes in the Tuscaloosa Turds.
I got you. I'm just saying, if I were you, I would change up. I would put it in reverse. I would put that game plan in reverse. I would go back to the drawing board. I would work on some adjustments, and this is what I would do. If I were you and I was going back to Huntsville around Bama fans, I would remind them of Tigers all weekend. So I would walk around eating Frosted Flakes. I would do that. Like, great, man. This is so good. Tony Tiger. Oh, sorry. I know y'all sensitive about Tigers. Woo! My bad. That's what I would do.
Man, have y'all seen the new Tiger at the Birmingham Zoo? That thing is beautiful. Oh, wait.
My bad. You know, my bad.
I don't know what the name of the tiger is in Birmingham at the Birmingham Zoo, but you should name it Tony. Tony the Tiger.
Man. Did y'all see Tiger Woods? Oh, man. My bad. No, you don't want to see Tiger Woods. Tigers, a sensitive subject for you. See, that's what I would do.
Everybody's talking about Derrick Rose and his great comeback. I think Tiger Woods had the greatest comeback in sports last year. Oh, wait, I can't talk about Tiger. That's what I forgot. You're sensitive about Tiger right now.
That's what I would do. And then I would talk about Dabo. Man, Dabo. Did y'all know Dabo's an Alabama grad? Did you know that? That's what I would do all weekend. Hey, Jim Bob. Hey, Billy Bob. Hey, did you know that Dabo was an Alabama grad? Did you know that? That's what I would do. That's just what I would do.
Okay.
I wouldn't bring Tennessee up at all.
Well, I wasn't. Please. I wasn't.
Unless it's basketball.
I was not going to bring Tennessee up. I'm just going to flaunt my Tennessee
gear. That's fine. Wear Tennessee like a power to you. Don't wear Tennessee football.
Oh, I'm not.
Not right now.
Okay.
It'd just be Tennessee, like the power team.
Well, I've got my basketball shirt on today.
Yeah, do that. Wear orange.
Nice.
So that way you don't have to talk about football. We ain't ready to talk about football right now.
Football.
To Alabama fans.
Yeah, at worst, you got to steer the conversation out. Tennessee's the number three team in America in basketball. Like, and you got to inform yourself of where Alabama is in the KenPom rankings.
Yeah.
So whenever they bring that up, you can
basketball being
you can
basketball.
Say you losers.
I can't really say anything basketball. About Alabama basketball at the moment because last Saturday they beat Kentucky.
Yes, you can. You can. Tennessee is number three in the country. You can talk to Auburn football fans and Kentucky football fans if you come across those.
Okay.
But football, man.
So
don't bring up football, Alabama fans.
So when we're
not ready.
When I see my future in-laws today, I can talk junk to them about Auburn football.
You can.
Okay,
you
sure.
Can.
You noted.
And you should.
Speaking of talking junk, I know Steve in Georgia is having a good time down in Georgia. Tennessee getting Jim Chaney away from Georgia. And then Georgia offering the job to Eddie Graham. Offense coordinator at Kentucky, longtime SEC assistant. He's one of the best in the business, just football coaches and people. Like, Eddie Graham's a great man. He was at Auburn. He coached Rodney Brown, Cadillac Williams. He was here at Tennessee, Lane Kiffin staff, Coach Bryce Brown, Montario Harsey, those boys. He's a great man. And he decided to stay at Kentucky, and they turned Georgia down. Steven, Georgia, good morning, my friend. Are you having a good day so far?
Swain, let me just say this, man. This has been one of the best weeks I've had as a Tennessee fan in a long time, because not only have I been clowning ruthlessly on these people for offering Jim Chaney a raise to stay over there in that pit of misery, not only have I been clowning on all these Georgia fans and them making up all these excuses, but today they don't know what's going to hit them, Swain. Eddie Graham turned you down. You got all them five stars on the other side of that damn field, and he turned you down. He said, "Nah, I ain't wanting to play with y'all. I am going to clown ruthlessly on these Georgia fans today." You know what, Swain? They might fire me.
is your boss a Georgia fan?
Absolutely. He has the helmet on his desk, the bulldog up behind his chair. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, and I haven't had a whole lot of happiness when I walk into his office just to talk business, because I got to look at that. But today, I'm going to bring up, man, I heard Eddie Graham turn y'all down.
Is there a candy bar called, like, grand or something? Is there a candy
100 grand. Yeah.
100 grand.
This is what I would do. I'm the king of petty this morning, okay? This is what I would do. I would go to the convenience store on your way to work, maybe a QT. That's like my favorite. Go to QT, buy one of those things, get a permanent marker, and scratch out the D and give it to him.
Wait, I love you, man.
Yeah.
This is why you the best.
You need to do that. And you need to do it while playing Eddie Money.
I mean,
I'm just saying. I mean, let me just drop the mic. Oh, here's a mic in front of me. I will drop it, but I don't want to break it because it costs a lot of money and I have to pay for it. So, yeah, you should do that.
This is going to be a great day, Swain. And Charlie, man, we're going to miss you, brother.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
Hey, Swain, y'all be good.
See you, man. Don't get fired. Charlie, don't blame it on us.
Why can't you be more thankful to these callers when they call in?
Wait. Let me also say thank you. I will miss you. I will definitely miss you. I don't want to anger Chris on the text box. I'll tell every listener that I'll miss them, and I really will.
Charlie, put your nose down, man. Your nose is too far up.
Sorry, I'll face it down.
Yeah, you need to pump your chair up so that way the mic is down, so your nose is down. Because yesterday, man, you just had your nose all up.
Or you could just not even acknowledge when they say anything.
Yeah.
Just awkward silence. Or you can just come up with a paragraph and recite the same paragraph every single time somebody thanks you or says they'll miss you.
My goodness. All right, 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline.
Now, the company line coming out of Georgia about the Eddie Grant stuff. I guess we should establish that up front because I believe it's going to be a running joke on the entire show today. Was that, he was never actually offered. It was from an agent. But then you look at Matt Jones, Kentucky Sports Radio, and he says, don't believe Georgia when they say they didn't offer. They absolutely did. So who should we believe?
I believe Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah, because Georgia's trying to put out the same lies in regards to letting Jim Chaney walk.
Exactly.
I believe Kentucky because of Eddie Grant's tweet saying that he's staying, because why would you respond to just silly rumors?
Yep.
You don't respond to silly rumors. You don't. You don't have to if you're Eddie Grant. It would actually be flattering if it was just a silly rumor. It's Georgia. It's a better opportunity. You're playing better players, playing with better players. You're getting more money. Why would you respond unless it was true? I like how, I can sit here and have a conversation with someone, Charlie, about taking your seat tomorrow. Like, hey, I'm gonna have a conversation about taking your job, mm-hmm. and not really offer them, officially offer them. I'm offering you an opportunity, but we're sitting, we're talking about it, we're having a serious conversation about you doing this person doing this job, but if that person doesn't take it, he can always go back and go, well, Swain offered me. And I can always say, well, no, technically I did not officially offer you. That's what's going on here. Swain, you had a conversation with him. You wanted him. He told you no. You didn't have to officially offer him. You wanted him to come be your offense coordinator, which I understand. I like Eddie Grant. And I think Eddie Grant would be a really good fit at Georgia for what he does. I hate that people look at him being at Kentucky and just thinking he's just some trash. Eddie Grant is not trash. Eddie Grant didn't have a good game against Tennessee.
Or Missouri.
No, he did not have a good game playing against Tennessee, especially Tennessee coming off a game against South Carolina where we could not stop the no-huddle offense. And then Kentucky just didn't do it. A little surprising there. Didn't make sense. But Eddie Grant is not bad. It's just the fact that it's Kentucky. Which, hey, I'm not going to get in your way with these facts. Get those jokes off your chest. I'm not going to ruin it. Get the jokes off your chest.
At the end of the day, if you don't know who Eddie Grant is, if you didn't know who the Kentucky offensive coordinator, just the simple fact that the Kentucky offensive coordinator turned Georgia down in football, it's
funny.
Hilarious.
That's funny. I'm an Eddie Grant fan, though, as a person. I really am. But, again, I'm not getting in the way. I'm not a hater. Do you. Have a good time. Get those jokes off. I'm just here to laugh. That's all I'm here for. I got my popcorn ready. I'm just here to laugh. That's it. 865-255-03. More coaching changes around the country, around the SEC. We will talk about that coming up next. Swain Event.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain Event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Top 100 Barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sauteed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over. Join the point event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail. Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away t-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain event and Dead End Barbecue.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? If so, then call me, Jennifer Morris, with Keller Williams Realty. I take a no-nonsense approach to the real estate transaction. No fluff, just facts. Having lived and worked in the Knoxville area for 19 years, I am very familiar with the local real estate landscape and am ready to help you get the most money for your property with the least amount of hassle in the shortest amount of time. No one likes for their home to sit on the market for months at a time. If a straightforward approach to your real estate needs is what you prefer, then give me a call. Jennifer Morris with Keller Williams Realty at 865-694-5904 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
A65-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Huh. Dead End Barbecue. Friday. Tennessee Hard Offense Coordinator. I mean, I think it's time for a celebration. Over some cute.
Good times, come on.
I think I'm not turning around if I'm Blake Shelton. You singing, by the way, Ben. I'm just letting you know. Try again next year. You throw your pinky up at me?
Yeah. I know my girl Fergie will turn around for me. Is she still on there?
Oh, yeah, maybe she... No, she's not on there, actually. Maybe she can teach you how to sing the national anthem. That'd be awesome, too.
If I went on The Voice, the song that I would sing would be Rocky Top. Dead serious.
Blake Shelton may turn around, man. He likes to spend his free time up here in East Tennessee, right?
Yeah, he owns... Doesn't he, like, own a bar in Gallenberg or something?
Yeah, man. He might turn around for you. That orange connection. All right, let's get to Mark on the B-Drive Operating Hotline. Mark, did you watch the Lady Vols game yesterday, man?
Man, I watched Lady Vols last night, Swaino.
Your fault.
I could feel it.
Your
the way
fault.
They played.
Your fault, Mark. I knew it. When I was watching the game and Tennessee was down 15 points, I thought to myself, Mark has to be watching this game right now.
I was. And I'm like, holy crap. I can't buy a damn basketball win. Man. I'm done watching basketball. That's it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to listen to it. I'll listen to Kesson, I guess. That's the only thing I can do.
Golly, man.
I hope for baseball thing.
Maybe it's my fault, too, because I watched it, too. Maybe it's all of our folks who watched it.
Maybe it's the product on Holly. The court's fault.
Man,
could be.
Just Holly's fault, man. She got too much talent to be with her. Anyway, that's all I call for, man. Hey. I heard you had somebody quitting, so I just wanted to call and say, quitter.
Thanks, Mark.
I am
a quitter. It's true.
When somebody's nice to you, you don't know what to say, so I just figure I'd give you the old quitter and wish you good luck, bro. We'll miss you. We appreciate what you brought to us.
I appreciate it.
It was good hearing you, man.
Thanks, man. Stop watching Tennessee basketball games, and we'll see you on the other side.
I am done watching all basketball. I'm ready for baseball.
Well,
that's all I got for us. Go on, baby. 10-2.
Mark, I know, Mark, we need Mark to watch the Duke-Florida State game tomorrow and put his bad jujus towards Duke.
Send it however you do that. Yes, be rooting for Duke.
Yeah, so Tennessee can slide up a spot to number two.
I think we need Michigan to lose.
Yeah, it'll be number two because Michigan will probably be number one. Unless we put those hands on Florida this weekend. I'm not saying like a good win. I'm talking about a Georgia type of win. I'm talking about putting those hands on Florida.
I mean, if Tennessee wins again by 25-ish, you combine for two 25-point road wins. How? At what point? What does Tennessee have to do? What?
Be undefeated.
Win by 60 on the road? It's frustrating.
Yeah, Michigan's undefeated.
And they have a couple big wins over North Carolina, Villanova, and as nice as Tennessee's wins are, they're against Georgia, who is not going to
finish
all that well. And then Florida has underperformed like crazy to start the season. So it's
also
not
true.
The greatest of wins when you look at the opponent.
You mean Georgia basketball's not going to be good this year?
They looked good the other night, though, against Vanderbilt.
Or Vanderbilt. Daddy love them dogs. Daddy loves those dogs. Or Diddy. Diddy love those dogs.
Diddy love them dogs.
Diddy mad about Jim Chang leaving and Eddie Grand turning down Georgia. Diddy is not happy about that. So Charlie, this is the last day for you, man. This is the last day.
That's true.
I didn't know what to do for you today, man. I didn't know whether to go get you some breakfast or I don't know, spray Febreze on your chair. I didn't know what to do. Special for you, dude. I really didn't. But you will be missed, my friend. I think a lot of us out here will have this reaction of the father who was crying. We found the video, and I think this is going to be us, Charlie, in the last segment of the show today.
I know. Somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
What is it? So, this is from a TV show. And what I've always found funny with it is that music in the background, because somebody edited it and had to be like, oh, I gotta put like serious music under this absolutely ridiculous sounding clip.
He sounds like
it's so sincere and so funny at the same time.
Deep down.
down in my heart, Charlie. I love you, man.
Sounds like a raptor, like a dinosaur.
That's great. That's great. 865-200-5503 B-Dry Waterproof and Hotline. Some moves around the SEC, which, you know, we usually do that here in a little bit. But since we need all time we can today, I just wanted to bring it up. I know Ben has some other stuff around the SEC that we could talk about. But Josh Gattis, wide receiver coach, Alabama, did not go to Maryland. He went to Michigan to be the offensive coordinator. He will be calling plays for Michigan, and he's going to make some serious bank. Way more money in Michigan than in Maryland, and he's going to have better players to coach and coordinate. So what does that mean? Well, Nick Saban is now looking for another wide receiver coach. Pretty sure T. Martin will be contacted for that vacancy. Also, Andy Ludwig, offense coordinator at Vanderbilt, he left and he's going to Utah. So there is another vacancy available in the SEC, this time offense coordinator. I know one thing. I don't want to see T. Martin in the SEC. I don't. But I wouldn't be surprised, like Miami, like Louisville, like Maryland, like Alabama, like Tennessee, if Derrick Mason doesn't reach out to T. I would. If I'm Derrick Mason, I would reach out to T. No doubt about it. I would reach out. So we'll see what happens this Friday. I'm pretty sure some things will kind of fall in place over the next couple days. There's a lot of schools that's mentioned with T, and I know they're not going to sit around and wait on whether or not he's going to be one of their coaches or not. Something's going to have to shake out. Tennessee's going to have to make some moves. That they're going to make some moves in the offseason, but just kind of keep your eyes open over the next couple of days and see what happens with this Tennessee staff. But I said this a couple of days ago, probably Monday, maybe Friday, that the coaching convention meeting kind of in session between the 6th and the 9th, a lot of people talk. A lot of people talk with each other. And when that's over, and then you have the national championship game that's over, people from that championship staff are moving on, taking other jobs, you're going to see some movement. And that's what we're seeing now. There's a ton of movement around college football, and it may or may not affect Tennessee. But my eyes are open, and my guard is up, I guess. I'm not really going to be surprised by anything that happens in the coaching circles, because we've seen coaches, again, take a job and before they even coach a game, leave. Like, be there for like a week or two and then leave. We saw that with Cliff Kingsbury. We saw that with Manny Diaz. And we saw that, who was the other one? Chip Lindsey. Chip Lindsey did it. Went from Auburn to Kansas and then took over head job at Troy. So nothing surprises me anymore in the coaching world.
Speaking of coaching changes, Tennessee had a off-the-field coach take an assistant role at Akron, Shelton Felton. And this is interesting news because Shelton Felton, which is a tremendous name.
Say it 3 times really fast.
Shelton Felton, Shelton Felton, Shelton Felton.
That's pretty good.
I was worried that a different F word was going to come out in the
Shelton
process.
Felton, Shelton Felton, Shelton Felton, Shelton Felton. Your turn, Charlie.
Shelton Felton, Shelton Felton, Shelton Felton. There you go. I kind of cut out the hard T there.
You both did extraordinarily well.
Good job.
With that.
Good job, team. Good job, team.
Shelton Felton was a defensive analyst during his time in Tennessee, and he is going to be the new inside linebackers coach. And you saw Bruce Feldman tweet this out and express this sentiment. He quoted the Akron tweet that welcomed Felton to their staff and said that this guy is an up-and-coming coach amongst the college ranks, and he served as one of the many off-the-field analysts for Pruitt's first coaching staff at Tennessee and was hired this time last year from UTC, where he was the program's outside linebackers coach. And that was when UTC had the number one defense in the Southern Conference. So, obviously, Shelton Felton was going to move up.
You got to say it 3 times.
obviously Shelton Felton was going to move up at some point, but it would have been nice to see him at Tennessee, but he takes over at Akron. So Tennessee did lose one of its, I think you can say, key members of its staff overall, because when Tyson Helton left, they put Shelton Felton on the road to recruit.
Yes. Shelton Felton is important because, you know, he has high school ties in the state of Georgia. And the state of Georgia is very important to Tennessee, as it is to Georgia, Clemson, Florida State, everybody, right? So you're missing that tie to Georgia. How do you replace that tie? Now, Charles Kelly does a good job in Georgia, Alabama. You have Tracy Rocker, who does a great job in Georgia. But you need more guys that can get it done in the state of Georgia. So I'm looking for Pruitt to add some people to the staff that have an impact in Georgia.
If only there was a former national championship winning quarterback that has coached at an elite level, has been the best recruiter ranked by 24/7 Sports within the last 5 years. If only there was a former national championship winning quarterback at Tennessee available who could absolutely destroy the state of Georgia in recruiting. If only.
If only, man. If only. So good luck to Shelton Felton at Akron.
You will be missed. Shelton Felton.
865-200-5503. B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Stay with us. Be right back.
For a replay of East Day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, including all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit list financing through GM. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Craving flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at your local grocery store. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gluten-free select varieties like the cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy small-town flavor in every bite. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
All right, Benjamin, let's go around the SEC this morning. Around the SEC is brought to you by 42nd Street. 42SD.com is their website, and they specialize in print design, logo design, and web design. They are your one-stop shop for everything you need. Branding, small company, large company, does not matter. They got you taken care of, just like they took care of me. I love those guys. 865-382-7007 is their telephone number. Call my guy Mike over there at 42nd Street. Ben, where are we going today?
We're going to the gridiron and the basketball court. Mark Zenitz of AL.com is reporting that both tight end Irv Smith Jr. and running back Josh Jacobs will be declaring for the 2019 NFL Draft, which I love to see that report because Irv Smith is an absolute pain in the rear end, as is Josh Jacobs. Now, Josh Jacobs never directly killed Tennessee in one particular game, but just get as many talented players off of Alabama as you can. Even though they're going to stockpile in the recruiting class, just get them on out of here. And I believe there's a press conference scheduled for today in Tuscaloosa, and this is the press conference following Alabama's last game of the year. That happens every year where 10 or so juniors announce that they're going to declare for the NFL draft. Cole Kubrick mentioned that it looks like Jonah Williams, who might be the number one tackle in the draft, will declare. So always good to see folks from Alabama declaring for the draft early. Instead of declaring for the draft early, Vanderbilt running back Keyshawn Vaughn announced that he is returning to the Commodores for the 2019 season. Vaughn's 1,244 rushing yards on the year did not get the same attention as Trevion Williams or Benny Snell, but in average yards per carry, Vaughn bested them both and every other SEC ball carrier at an elite 7.92 yards per attempt.
You know how sad the Tennessee Vanderbilt game was? Is that Tennessee, like, knocked him out of the game.
Had a concussion.
And they still smashed Tennessee.
My boy.
Never mind.
I'm not going there.
See?
Get out of this room, Ben.
Yeah,
what are you?
What are you doing,
hey,
man?
Family first.
No. No. You can razz your friend who plays for Vanderbilt. You don't have to cheer for him.
That's false. The way I viewed it is I did not want Vanderbilt to win, but I cheered for him. So I can cheer for him. Okay. I just never and never will and never did cheer for Vanderbilt. I cheered for him. I can't help that Tennessee's defense sucked the past 2 years.
It's sort of
allowed him to run all over him.
It's sort of like when you have somebody on your fantasy team who's on like your rival, your NFL rival. And you're like, I want him to do well, but I want them to lose. You know,
all my friends from like Huntsville, and I mean, I got family members who are Bama fans. Like the 04 game where I got like the game ball, whatever, it was awkward because they're like, good game. Like it was like a good game, but they were hurting inside. Like they heart hurt inside. Like they had a smile mask on, but behind that mask they were like crying, they were hurt. Yeah. they were crushed because, you know, had a good game against Bama, and they're Bama fans. I mean, I put up a tweet of my uncle. My uncle, who's my dad's brother. He's not my uncle who raised me. That would be my great uncle. My granddad's brother is who raised me. But my dad's brother sent me a text. He lives in South Alabama, south of Birmingham, which I call all of South Birmingham, South Alabama, but lives in the Sylacauga area and Talladega area, and he sent me a text like, and then he's so country, his text, what country? My Tides lost. Tides?
What's a Tides?
You mean the Tide? You mean Alabama Crimson Tide? It's not the Tides. It's not plural, Uncle. I mean, he's so country. And this is what he said. He goes, my Tides got rolled over last night by them Tigers. I say, I think you meant to say they got their ASS kicked, Uncle. He goes, yes, they did as well.
Yeah, with the whole friend being on a team that you hate, it is honestly one of the worst feelings because, like, you want them to do good, but it's coming against your team. But I believe anybody who has been in that situation will vouch for me. And, Charlie, if you're ever put in the situation where you have somebody very close to you go play for Kentucky in any sport, Vanderbilt, Alabama, Florida, I promise you, you will hope that they do good, but then the team loses.
Well, so I had back in the day, my sister almost or was engaged. I don't remember. Dated a dude who his brother played for Texas A&M, and I mean I knew him pretty well, and I would cheer for him, but then you know if they played Tennessee, I obviously want Tennessee to win. Yeah. So I've been there once before, personally.
Elsewhere in the SEC, real quick, it was announced that South Carolina's coaching tight ends, Pat Washington, who coached at Tennessee, was Swain's wide receiver coach for 3 years. Will not be returning. So obviously, Swain hates to see that, I'm sure. And then
hate you, Will Muschamp. How dare you?
I tell you what. Missouri has a very manageable schedule this upcoming season.
They got some momentum.
They have Kelly Bryant coming back. I believe that coaching staff has a lot of momentum. And it was yesterday that their outstanding tight end, Albert, I don't know how to say his last name, so Albert O, announced he will return for his senior season and will not be declaring for the NFL draft. So that's a guy that caught 72 passes for 800 yards and 17 touchdowns. And that doesn't even take into consideration the time he missed due to injury. So that Missouri looks like a dark horse to win the East. I don't at all think Missouri will win the East. But who knows? If it can upset Georgia, it could happen.
They got momentum. They got some momentum right now, man. They do.
Anything is possible.
They have momentum. Right quick before we take a break and bring up Attaboy. Tramell Chattanooga says Jonah got whooped all day. He didn't get whooped all day. Talking about Jonah Williams, the tackle from Alabama. He had some reps where he lost. He was going up against an NFL defensive end against Clemson. I mean, that's going to happen. You're going to lose some reps. You're going to win some reps. He didn't lose all day because Alabama was still able to run the football pretty well.
Actually, Alabama fans shared that same sentiment. You know how Cole Kublik is with his offensive line. Play and paying attention and
his takes are golden.
He buried that take, essentially saying that Jonah Williams had two or three really bad plays against Clelin Ferrell, who will be a first round NFL pick. I thought it was Clelin.
Colin Ferrell.
My bad. But he said overall Jonah Williams had a decent game, like actually had a fairly good game.
Yeah, he is the best tackle.
It's just those one, two, three plays. When you're an offensive lineman, folks remember that one play. And if you make one bad play, and that's the most crucial part of the game, that's the play you're going to be remembered for.
Yeah, people – all I know is Jonah dominated everybody all season long. And he didn't do that all game. He had some plays where he lost some reps, and that happens. Let's see here. Virginia Vols, so Swain, what's the hold up with T and Pruitt? They're talking. I mean, that's I think that's it. They are talking, and T is talking to other folks, and T is going to select the situation that's best for him and his family. And Tennessee is not the only school that T is talking to, and T has some awesome opportunities outside of Tennessee. And Tennessee just needs to make the deal sweet for T. And you can do that without giving up too much or risking the chemistry or risking, you know, whatever you think is important. T's not going to call plays here. That's Jim Chaney. But maybe there's other things you can do. T has opportunities, I think, to call plays at other schools,
which is a better opportunity if he can.
It could be. It could be.
Well,
you don't know.
Yeah,
it could be.
Without knowing firm details, being an offensive coordinator elsewhere, calling plays elsewhere, is better than T essentially being a position coach at Tennessee.
Because
T would probably have the co-offensive coordinator title at Tennessee, but we all know that's going to be Jim Chaney's offense.
Well, Mike Yearsick turned down Tennessee, and he would have coordinating duties. He turned it down to go to Ohio State because it was a better opportunity for him. And so everyone is different. You know, like Eddie Grand probably turned down a whole lot of money to go coach at Georgia and coaching a whole lot more talent that would have looked made him look a whole lot better as a coordinator. He turned that down. So it's not always money for everyone. It's not always, you know, title. It's about fits, and it just has to be the right opportunity and situation. Maybe this stuff shouldn't have gotten out because now it's so much pressure on Pruitt and it's so much pressure on T. Martin to get this done, to where if it doesn't get done, people blame T. Martin, which is dumb. It's not anyone's fault here. It's not anyone's fault. If both sides tried and doesn't happen and someone offers T a better opportunity and better gig, let's not just blame one side or the other.
Yeah, and that's something that I hated. I saw some sentiment from fans yesterday that they were, you know, we're going to turn on T if he doesn't
block
come to Tennessee. Come on.
Blocked.
He's got to do what's right for him.
Blocked. Let's get to Turkey Man. Blocked. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, individual.
Hey, I tell you what, Charlie, gonna miss you there, and done said that one time, and I'll say it one more last time before you leave here, and I've got a touchdown or turnover for you before you leave out of here, because we'll feel former have to replace Ollie.
Coming in hot, Turkey Man. First of all, I will miss you truly. You bring joy to the show. You're one of the best, Turkey Man, and a great person. I'm glad I got to meet you and get to know you through this. But that, as far as that question, this is my honest take at this point. I hope he replaces her. I hope that he treats her right on the way out the door. But I also hope that he replaces her. That's my current take on it. I think she needs to go. That program needs to be flipped over and refreshed. It needs a new face.
Needs energy. It has no energy right now.
Exactly. And it's a shame that it didn't work out because Holly's been really, really good to the University of Tennessee. But it just, at a certain point, it is what it is. So that's my short take on that. So I appreciate that question, Turkey Man.
Well, those tongue teasers or whatever.
Tongue twisters.
Tongue twisters. I got tickled. I was talking to Ben there. And so there's so many different ones, and I'll let you see if you can come up with a different one. And I mean, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? A woodchuck could chuck wood. And Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers. Pick a peppers. Could he pick a pick?
Nailed it.
You got any more other than that?
Shelton Felton.
Yeah, I got.
And how about how about saying the Clemson defensive end's name right instead of Colin Farrell? It is Colin Farrell.
Colin.
Well, how about this one? Say Tyson Helton and then Shelton Felton back to back three times in a row. So Tyson Helton, Shelton Felton, Tyson Helton, Shelton Felton, Tyson Helton, Shelton Felton.
Oh, well. See you guys. Love you.
The Turkey Man said, forget this. I'm not even trying.
Not Titans Bill, but Turkey Man's a quitter. He didn't want any part of that.
Tyson Helton, Shelton Felton.
Nope.
Yep.
What was that? What did you say?
Tyson Helton, Shelton Felton.
See, what had happened was
my bank account wasn't linked up to my checking account.
So it is Colin Farrell, not Colin Farrell. That's an actor.
Yeah, Colin Farrell. He was.
What was he in? What movie was he in?
Like Phone Booth. You remember that movie? Where literally he's trapped in a phone booth for the entire. And I think if he like steps out, a bomb goes off or something.
That sounds.
That's what I remember.
Sounds like a fun movie to watch, I guess. Huh. Anyways, 865-255-03 B-Trial Water Approval Hotline. Attaboy is coming up next.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Today will be sunny with a high of 46 and a low of 33. Rain likely tomorrow, cloudy skies with a high near 43 and a low around 38. More rain on Sunday with a high in the mid to upper 40s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health. And most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Time for Attaboy to highlight some positivity, and wow, what a good one from Charlie this morning. Charlie, the floor is yours.
So this is something that Chris Lowe mentioned yesterday. It's a GoFundMe campaign for Tennessee basketball great Tony White. And just right off the top, an attaboy to Tony White for so valiantly fighting against leukemia. Currently, his cancer is in remission, but in order for it to stay in remission, he has to have a bone marrow transplant, or else the cancer will simply come back stronger. And so this GoFundMe is to help offset the cost of that bone marrow transplant. They want wanted to raise $10,000. But thanks to guys like Chris Lowe, also guys like Rick Barnes, who yesterday during his press conference, the very first thing he said was that he wanted people to think about and pray for Tony White. And so through this GoFundMe, the real attaboy here to me is everyone who donated and raised not just $10,000, but $15,322 to help this legend, this Tennessee legend, Tony White, who's fighting so hard against cancer. I love this. Attaboys all around to everyone who has fought on behalf of Tony White, and also to Tony White, we're wishing you the best, and hopefully he can beat this thing.
My attaboy for today goes to you, Charlie Burris, for the last year and a half.
Thank you, Ben.
I was, well, as you know, Charlie, I've been having issues with my computer lately in the sense of I didn't have enough space because apparently GarageBand wanted to take up, what was it, Swain? Like 297 gigabytes?
32 gigabytes. It was,
oh, 32.
When
it should have only been taking up 2 gigabytes, so I had to delete that.
And all those videos we had to delete, too.
I know. Yeah. Don't even try to pull that. But speaking of videos, I was going through my camera roll and seeing, I saw the video. Remember when you sang Rocky Top when we were at the 1180 studios?
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Remember when you and I sat on top of G10 and watched Jones come down for the Jumbotron?
Good times that will be immortalized on Periscope forever.
I also watched the video of you and I at the SEC tournament.
Oh,
keeping around the shoulder of the broadcast team. So, attaboy to you, Charlie Burris. We had some good times together, and I would definitely miss you.
Man, it's been great. I'll miss you too, Ben. And sad to go, but glad it happened. Better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all, I guess.
That's, amen, brother.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
It's going to be funny when somebody tunes in the middle of hour two and you do that after not knowing the backstory behind that.
Heck?
Like, what in the world is Swain doing?
Oh, man. 865-255-03, B-Dry waterproofing hotline. Swain and Vince fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Man, Jonathan Crompton is like the most popular former Vol ever right now because everyone wants to talk to him about Jim Chaney.
Him and Ramon Foster.
Yeah, man. Jonathan Crompton. No, don't try to be my friend now. When I was a quarterback, y'all were trashing me. Now y'all want an interview. And Jonathan, man, is class personified, so he's going to do it. And he's going to do it the right way, and he'll be professional because that's Jonathan, man. Good dude. Hour two coming up.